Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I am your host, Em. Happy New Year. Happy 2021. I'm so excited to kick this year off with an episode that I feel is highly relevant. So we're getting into all things productivity, efficiency, and driving your business forward in the year ahead. Our guest and our expert is Brooke Borup. She's the founder of My Clone Solutions, which is a virtual assistant company catering to business owners and entrepreneurs. To be honest, before this episode, I had no idea what a VA was, and now I know that I need one. So with that said, let's hear from Brooke. Brooke, hi. Welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Hi, how are you today? I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. Happy New Year. We are, 3 days into the new week of the new year, 2021. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. 2021 is going to be a great year. Even though we all said that last year and then, you know, it's a whole thing, but that's okay. 2021 is going to be a great year. I see amazing things ahead for the marketing and the digital world and entrepreneurship in general.
I love that. I love the positive attitude, and I'm going to take a note from you on that. So Brooke, first and foremost, where in the world are you chatting with us today?
I am in Tampa, Florida.
Awesome. Got some nice sunny weather down there. I am a bit jealous. We're over here in the UK, although the sun is out today, which is a rarity.
Yes, my assistant lives here too, and she is from the UK originally. And so every time she gets up and she's like, the sun is out, even though she's been here for like 15 years, she still says, the sun is out.
Exactly. It's still this like monumentous moment. So Brooke, do you mind giving our audience just a brief background on who you are?
Yeah. So of course, my name is Brooke Borup, and I own a company called My Clone Solution. And I grew up in a very small town in Midwestern Michigan. And my entire family were entrepreneurs, right? So I come from an entrepreneurial background. And I always said growing up, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. Like I never wanted to own my own business because I saw how hard it was. You know, I saw my dad working 90 hours a week and my mom gone every weekend and, you know, all of these different things. And it's not what I wanted until I got into the workforce and realized that, you know, not everybody is a peach to work for. And as I kind of grew up and kind of grew into what my passions were in the workforce, I just decided that there was a reason my parents and my aunts and uncles all had their own businesses. And the fact that making yourself unemployable is a good thing. And as long as you have the drive to do it, you can do what you want to do, what you love to do every single day of the year and not feel like it's a J-O-B. And that's kind of how I grew up.
So Brooke, you're the founder of My Clone Solutions. Can you share a little bit about what you guys do and what you specialize in?
Sure. So I like to say that we specialize in everything that small business owners don't. And really, how can we do that, right? Because we all have to be good at something. And when I founded My Clone Solution, it was really my mission to give unheard and administrative assistants that were in the corporate world a way that they could be themselves, a way that they could shine, a way that they could feel like they were part of something. And in the corporate world, you're just not. And that's just a shame because honestly, it's not the C-levels that make a world go around, right? It's the staff that support them. It's the administrative staff that really makes things happen inside of any company. And unfortunately, we get looked over. So when I started this business, I really wanted to find people who had different strengths that could come together and form our own company that could be there for the small business owner, considering that's where I came from, and allow them to be able to have C-level support on a budget at the amount of time that they need or they want based on what their business is doing and how they're doing, and really be able to have a team that they can rely on that is really right there in the trenches with them. And that's kind of where my clone solution came from. So our business owners are really good at what they do. They have amazing superpowers, but they all need that A team behind them that can help them get it done more efficiently, get it done faster, and so that they don't have to learn every nitty gritty thing. We have that stuff covered.
Absolutely. And I feel like what a better time to support small business owners and entrepreneurs than, you know, the time period that we're in right now during this pandemic. So I love the mission. What exactly is a virtual assistant? I have to be honest, before we even spoke, I didn't really know what that was. And also, how do I know when I need one?
So I'm going to reverse those a little bit. So how do you know when you need help? If you are saying to yourself, I just don't have enough time in the day. If you are saying, I have a task list that I am never going to be able to get done because I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy, I have other things in my life I have to deal with, and you just never seem to get out of the weeds, right? Sorry, I'm a hospitality person, so that's a phrase that we use when we're kind of in over our head, right?
So, I love that you said that, Brooke, because I was a server in the restaurant business too. And while you were saying that, I'm like, exactly, like you're in the weeds. You want to get out of the weeds. So I got you.
Exactly. So yeah, for anybody who's ever worked in hospitality, that's kind of a phrase that we all use, right? So when you are feeling that way, when you are just done and you've had it up to here, that's when you want to make sure that you're ready. Now, I do not think that you should be getting a virtual assistant as soon as you start your business, because you are not going to be functional with them. You don't know what they need to do. You don't know how they need to do it. And you don't have any systems and processes for yourself, right? So when you start your business, you need to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work for you, right? And so then when you say, okay, I have a website, you know, I'm doing social media. I have some templates. Like I just say the same thing over and over and over again. Those are the kinds of things that you can then start to delegate. And I'll give you some tips for that, you know, later on in the show, because that's a huge thing. You need to know what you want to get off your plate before you can give it to someone. Now, a virtual assistant is someone that is here to help you get tasks done. Now, there are different levels of virtual assistant, and you can usually tell those different levels by their price point and what should be happening at those different price points. So I'll kind of run that down for you a little bit. Now, as far as a virtual assistant, a very basic taskmaster goes, you are going to be paying anywhere between $3 an hour and $25 an hour, depending on where in the world they are and what their skill set is. If you know what that job description looks like, you will then be able to place someone in that job, right? And that person is essentially going to say, what do you want me to do? And you as the business owner need to be able to tell them what you want them to do, how you want them to do it, give them either written or video training on how to do it, and then be able to project manage them, basically follow up to make sure that it gets done. Right? This is a micromanager's dream. Okay. Now, most business owners, I hear and I see in Facebook groups all the time, I just want somebody to come in and do my social media. I just want somebody to come in and do my website. I just want somebody to come in and XYZ, right? Those people are not virtual assistants. Those people are going to fall more into what we call online business managers or OBMs, or they're going to call themselves something else, like a project manager, something, you know, that is a little more, a little bit more corporate, a little bit non, they may have a VA team, but they are going to be more of your critical thinkers. Most business owners are looking for these people, because they don't have the time to manage someone. They don't have the time to micromanage anyone. And they want somebody who they consider a self-starter. And you can't see my air quotes, but a self-starter has to have a critical thinking brain to be able to say, oh, this person said she needed a landing page. The first question that comes to my mind when I hear I need a landing page is, what are we selling? Who are we selling it to? What systems are we using to sell it? And what is the flow? What is the customer journey? A VA is not going to ask you any of those things. They're going to say, okay, I'll go put up a landing page. And that'll be it. Now you have to tell them the next step. Well, here's the copy that I want for the landing page. Here's the picture that I want for the landing page. It needs to hook up to my to MailChimp or whatever my CRM system is. Okay. A VA can follow those individual instructions, but they're not going to come up with their own instructions. Does that make sense?
Sure. No, that makes so much sense. And thank you for the breakdown. Could you maybe share like a use case for a typical client of yours, or just maybe someone that you helped in 2020 that kind of stands out for you?
Sure. Well, 2020, the year of COVID. And before COVID, I would say that things were different just because people were asking for different things. But in the year of 2020, we took 7 Pilates studios online, right? That's a huge feat. So for those of you who are in the fitness world, I have found that my fitness folks are probably the least tech savvy. And the fact that they had to go from being able to touch people every day to not touching anyone or even being in the same room as people was a huge adjustment. And so how do you keep your business alive when you've only ever touched people for a living? You take it online and you become the next Billy Blaine, right? So now I'm telling these Pilates studios or, you know, these fitness studios, guess what? You can go online and you can do it with your phone, right? Get your phone out. Let's teach you how to shoot some good video. Let's teach you how to put them up on your website, put them on Vimeo, put them behind a gate so that people pay for them. And now all of your clients that you had in studio can go watch you and do your stuff online. And we can do one-on-one or one-to-many the same way. And they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't have the skills required for that. That's what you have us for.
Totally. Like, right? I feel like you're also just, you're empowering these people. Not only are you providing the tools and educating them, it's like you are, as you said, they're scared of diving into the online world potentially. You're really empowering them.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are here for that. So what makes us, you know, more unique, and I'm not saying, because there's a lot of VAs out there. There's a lot of project managers and OBMs in the world. I mean, 7 years ago when I started this business, it was not anywhere near what it is today. But today, what makes us unique is the ability for me to explain things that people need to hear in a way that makes sense to them. Be able to talk to them at whatever tech level they're at and be able to give them the power to embrace what is already there at their fingertips. 15 years ago, you had to have stuff. You know, you had to have a lot of stuff to make all of these things happen. You know, videographers, I love them, but if you're just starting out, you can't afford $1,500 an hour. You just can't. You know, so we have to improvise. And that's why, you know, that's why we pay $1,000 for our phones. You know, the only thing that ever gets better on these phones is the camera.
Absolutely. Right?
And so that's why we pay this money for our phones. So use them. And, you know, if you want to get into a little bit more, we can help you do that too. But I just want people to start. I want you to put your foot in the water and I want you to take that step. And then once you get to your waist, then we can talk about doing a little bit more and being a little bit more. People do not want perfection from you. They just want you to do it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. And I feel like it's all about that initial step. And then you get more comfortable and then it becomes second nature. I really can relate in a lot of, you know, what I do and even with this podcast. So I get it.
It's definitely a way for everyone to move forward. I want everyone to own their own business, right? Like if you have it in you, I want you to do it. And if you get into it and you realize that you don't have it in you, it's okay. There are other people that can use your skills. I mean, the majority of the people, almost everybody who works for me, they have the skill set to do what I do, but they don't want to. They're more introverted. They like to talk to people one-on-one. They don't want to be salespeople, right? They just want to do the job. And they want to do it well, and they want to do it with all the passion that I have, but they just don't want to do this piece, right? They don't want to be here talking to you because they're a little shyer, right? And that's how I know that I'm finding a good person for my team is because, yes, they could have a conversation with you one-on-one and talk about what it is that they're doing for you, but they don't want to get out here and be the face of the company. They don't want to sell. They don't want to manage the books. They don't want to X, Y, and Z, right? So I do that. And then I empower them to be the best people that they can be.
So you talk a lot about delegation and automation in a lot of the workshops that you offer. So can you kind of elaborate on those two things and maybe like why they are so key in what you do?
Sure. So automation and delegation are the ways that your small business or your being an entrepreneur, you are going to be able to scale and diversify. So there's a couple more words for you. So let's talk about automation first. Automation is the ability to put processes in place so that you know exactly what's going to happen for the majority of the people that you work with. So let's just say, for instance, with any business. You've heard of a sales funnel. And if you haven't, then go check it out. Just type sales funnel into Google and you'll be able to see it. But sales funnel is the process at the top where people get to know who you are. And then as you funnel down to the bottom, they become clients. Okay. So when we automate this type of a process, you have heard of like freebies or lead magnets, right? You give somebody something in order to get them into your funnel, to educate them and to sell them into what you have to offer. And this can all be automated. This can be done with emails and text messages and phone calls and this whole thing that we call the sales funnel process. Now, we use software to automate these things. And then we put in a little bit of those human touches, like good copywriting, like a phone call, depending on the what you're selling. Maybe there's a gift that needs to be sent out, right? So we design this process so that you can put one person or 100 people or 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people into the top of this process. And we try and figure out what the percentage of the bottom is, correct, right? So this would be your conversion percentage. And so that's why automation is so important, because if you're just handling 10 leads at a time, that's great, but how are you going to scale to 100 or 1,000 if you're already maxed out on your time and energy, right? If you want your business to grow, there's only two ways to do it. You up your price or you up the amount of people that you're doing it for. And both of those things are scary for people. And this is where business owners get caught because they say, oh my gosh, I'm so busy and I only have 10 clients. I can't go any further. Well, you could if you had a process for hiring, if you had a process for managing those sales that are coming in, if you had a process for onboarding. This is where automation and delegation kind of come together. Because while are working with you on how to automate, which is usually like a one-time cost, right? While we're working with you on how to automate, we're also building in the delegation so that when you say, okay, my processes are in place, I now know that I can handle 16 clients at a time. And then if I were to hire somebody in this capacity, like they're going to do these things, I could bring on another 16 people, right? So if the price point for those 16 people make the number I go by is 3 times the salary. So if I'm paying somebody $1,000, I need those 16 people to bring in $3,000 in order to make that salary worth it for me. So now I know my numbers, and knowing your numbers is extremely powerful, because then you know how to scale and you don't have to be afraid of it.
Makes sense. And truly, you're helping people.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we set people up for success. You know, my company was never meant to be a long-term solution. It was always meant to be an in-growth solution. So we help with the automation and the delegation, and then we help you set up yourself so that you can hire somebody in your town, in your house, you can hire another VA. We like to do the high-level stuff. You never want to afford us for your whole life. However, we have clients that are working with us for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years because they don't want to go any further. They have their team, they know what they want, and they're like, I don't need somebody full-time because I have you guys part-time, and that's making the difference for me. Now, we have some people who will add other service providers to the team, and we work right alongside of them because ideally, we want to be the project manager of your team. And that's where we want to go. But if you don't know what you don't know, then you can't hire and just assume that that person knows what they're doing for your business. And most service providers just do what they do. They don't understand and they don't look at the big picture. Therefore, they don't ask the question. And even sometimes when I ask the question, like, where do you want to be in 5 years? What do you, you know, what does this look like to you? How do you, you know, how are you going to go from here to there? And most of my clients don't know. So we have to sit down and we have to map it out. You know, what makes sense? How can we grow this in stages so that you can go from what you're doing now to where you want to be in the time frame in which you want to set it? So I don't consider myself a strategy person. You know, I don't consider myself a coach, but what I do consider myself is an implementation strategist, you know, or implementation specialist. How are we going to get from here to there? What are the tasks that need to be done, and who is going to do them? And then when you have that all set out in front of you, a dream looks like a checklist, and anybody can do a checklist.
Absolutely. Brooke, I think I need a you in my life ASAP.
We are right here, darling. We are right here.
So in light of it being a new year, 2021, Brooke, do you have a view on heading into a new year or a point of view?
So we talked a little bit about New Year's resolutions, and that's always something that comes up. And I don't know who's doing them this year. I really don't, because we were all so disappointed last year. And there's this running joke about New Year's resolutions being a task list for the first day of the new year. And most people have them that way. You know, by the end of January, like something stupid, like 98% of resolutions are gone. So for me, I am for resolutions, but I don't consider them resolutions. They're more of a task list to achieve your goals.
I like it. I feel like 2020 made us kind of come into this new year kind of anti-resolutions. And I think it's all about those baby steps. So I couldn't agree with you more. How do you get yourself into the right mindset to tackle a new year? Or do you have like any kind of mantra that you're going to stick to?
I personally don't. You know, like I've been doing my business now for going on 7 years. And for me, a new year is just another day. I say the same thing about my birthday. People are like, gee, are you going to take your birthday off? And I'm like, no. I'm like, the only time I'm taking my birthday off is if I'm going somewhere and doing something for my birthday. It's just another day. There's just another goal. There's just another task that needs to be completed in order to get me to my goals, you know, where I want to be at the end of this year. So what I say is always celebrate your wins in a manner that resonates with you. Because so many times we don't celebrate the wins that we have. 2020 sucked all around for everybody. We can't travel. We can't touch each other. We can't hug. We can't do any of that stuff. However, for us, 2020 was awesome because we got to help more people take bigger strides than anybody ever thought possible, right? So for us, we set this up, we set our wins up in 2019 because we got our first big contract. And when that happened, you know, I was telling one of our clients and she's like, you need to celebrate that. So we set this up. So for our team, if we get a signed contract that's $5,000, we take the night out as a team and we go play. We go do something, right? If we get a contract that's 10,000 plus, we go out to dinner as a team, we hang out. And then if we get a 20,000 plus contract, we get steak.
Yes.
So steak and wine and, you know, cause we all, that's an expensive meal, right? And we go to a good steakhouse because, you know, that's something that we all enjoy. And so we just go out and we celebrate for those big things, but we also celebrate for the normal things too. We just don't do them as big, you know. And for all of you who have seen the Instagram reel that is out there, the thing that's talking about write-offs and how write-offs are paid for by the government, that is not true, okay? and that's a reel that I'm going to do because it's, I hear it and then it just makes me shake my head. But all of these things, all of these celebratory things are a write-off. And the company pays for it. The government just doesn't tax you on that money. Okay. So that's the difference there. But celebrate and make sure that you do it in a way that it really makes sense to you and how you want to be. Just because we like to go out for steak and wine doesn't mean that that has to be your thing.
Yes, absolutely. But I think your point is right on. We do need to take the time for, you know, even though we may be entrepreneurs and solo entrepreneurs or what have you, and we're at home solo, like we do, we need to take the time to celebrate those small wins. So Brooke, to pick your brain a little bit more nitty gritty here, what are some of your top productivity and efficiency hacks? Is there anything from like an organizational standpoint that you want to share that people in the audience could kind of implement in this new year?
Heck yes. So there's tons of these. And if you go to my YouTube channel, there's a whole bunch. You can go through a whole bunch of them. But what we want to talk about, the easy stuff to start, which I say it's easy because you just have to do it. But number one, time blocking. Now you want to time block all non-revenue generating activities. And what that means is things that you have to do in your business that don't lead directly to money. Okay. So in this case, if you are going to work on a Saturday or Sunday and you have a normal, like kind of 9-to-5-ish business, then on Saturday or Sunday, I want you to time block out writing your social media content, writing your email content, doing all the things. Like personally, I can't write for 15 minutes and then get on a phone call for 45 minutes. I just can't do it because it takes two different sides of my brain to be creative versus just like having a conversation, right? So I need to time block those things so that I can be creative and get into that mode. Time blocking your social media engagement. Now, some people are really great at this and most people just are not. And so if you are going to do your own social media engagement, you need to set aside time for it. You need, whether it's a half hour a day or an hour a day, you know, whatever it is based on your business, because everybody's different. Right? You need to set that time aside so that you can go and be productive in that time. There's no scrolling. There's no like watching videos. It's, this is where I need to go in Facebook or Instagram. And I need to like this many posts or comment on this many posts or whatever the algorithm is telling you have to do, right? If you don't know any of that stuff and you want to learn how, then learn it and implement it. This is a huge thing. There is no reason to go to a workshop, a webinar, do networking if you're not going to follow through on it. And that is a huge, huge thing of mine, right? And just to kind of tell you why that's a huge thing, I used to run events for a living. And I had 2,000 square foot of meeting space And in that 2,000 square foot, I would have 15 different events going on every single day. And I would hear all of this education coming out, and I could literally be able to see them walking out with notepads of notes, knowing that those notepads for 98% of them were going to sit on the corner of their desk and do nothing. Right? So I want you to all understand what your worth is. How much do you charge a client per hour to work with you? Whatever that number is, when you go to a webinar, make sure it's worth that number. Right? If you go to a conference, make sure that it's worth that number and that you're going to do something with it, because every revenue generating activity that you do, or non-revenue generating activity that you do, you are paying for that. So your time is money. We hear that all the time. Your time is scarce. Make sure that you're having the best use of that time. Wait, why have a assistant that says, I need to make sure that I have the best and highest use of my time. So I'm going to use my time, and I'm going to sell the copywriting that I'm good at, and I'm going to have other people on our team do the rest of it, right? Because other people on our team are better at doing automations. Other people on our team are better at doing websites. Other people on our team are better at doing data. Other people on our team are better at doing audio and video editing. Right? If she had to sit down and copyright something and then go build a landing page, it's going to take her 3 times longer to build that landing page than to write the copy, because that is not her superpower. Right? So for you as the business owner, understand what your superpower is and understand what you are giving up to do all of the other stuff that you're not so good at. And that will give you what you're worth. Okay?
That makes sense. And I feel like everything that you kind of just said ties back to almost like just being more intentional about your time and what you are doing, and the time batching on social media, and how to use these apps and these tools. So I like that for 2021.
Yeah. Knowing what you do is key, you know, and I tell people all the time, I said, everybody at some time or another has gone to a personal trainer. Right? And that personal trainer, the first thing they did was give you a pad of paper and say, I want you to write down everything you put in your mouth. And you groan, mm-hmm. right? Because that's the worst thing, to have to know what, you know, you're putting in your mouth. So to tell somebody else, right? And I tell my people the exact same thing. If you don't know where your time goes, you need to start acting like a lawyer. And you need to start time, you know, every 15 minutes, I want to know what you did. How many emails did you answer? How many of those, you know, if you sat down and did emails for 30 minutes, how many emails were junk? How many emails were actually revenue generating? How many of them were appointment setting? How many, right? I want to know all of this stuff, because if you are spending 5 hours a day on appointment setting emails, who do you think is the first hire you should be making? Probably in a salesperson, right? An appointment center. Because if you could get back 5 hours of your day having somebody else do that job, how much more could you make?
Yeah.
That's a thing. And that's, you know, employees are not here just to get you out of the weeds. Employees are here to make you money, because you're paying them to do that. Make sure you hire the right person and you know what your numbers are. And as far as software goes, software is great. I spend approximately $500 a month on software. Okay. So I'm not telling you that you have to go cheap or go expensive on anything. However, shiny balls, not a thing. I love all of you with all of my heart. But if a piece of software isn't right for you, you should not be paying for it. And the key to 2021 is integration. You should never have to type the same information twice because you have software that doesn't work together. And if you're contemplating buying a software or using a software, I want you to go to Zapier.com. It's Zapier.com, and see if it's listed there. If it's not listed, then you need to take another look. Okay, because you can use all-in-one systems, but I guarantee the all-in-one is not going to be good for most of you. Just because something is not going to be how you want it to be. And if it's not how you want it to be, you're not going to use it. Therefore, you're paying for things that you're not going to use. And I would much rather have you pay for a system that you are going to use all of it. And this is something that I talk to all of my people about that work with me. And in most cases, I get in to work with them and I can usually save you, depending on how much you're paying in software, I've saved people up to $300 a month just by switching some things around and getting them into software that actually fits what they're trying to do rather than what they were sold.
Makes sense. And those are such good tips. So, Brooke, working from home is obviously the new wave during this pandemic. Do you have any tips to set yourself up for success in a work from home environment?
If you are struggling, if you are one of those people that can naturally work from home, great. Go ahead, keep doing what you're doing. If you're struggling with working from home, I want you to start when you get up in the morning or when you get up to actually go to work, do what you used to do before when you left the house. Put on clothes, put on your makeup, do your hair, put on your shoes, whatever it is that's going to put you in that mindset of actually leaving. Right. And At one point I was having a little bit of trouble with this. And so I would get up. I have to put my shoes on. I will have my shoes on every single day because if my shoes come off, I'm done working. And it's like a light switch. Okay. And so it doesn't have to be heels, right? You don't have to wear heels, but I wear my tennis shoes every day. And it's the first thing I do when I walk down the stairs is put my tennis shoes on. When I'm done for the night, my tennis shoes come off. At one point, like I'm a Starbucks person. I love Starbucks. It's my weakness. It's a thing. If it's the only habit I'm ever going to have, I'm cool with that.
I concur. I'm with you, Brooke. I need my caramel macchiato. You know what I mean?
I'm a chai latte girl enough to be like, I go up to the Starbucks drive-thru and I'm like, good morning. And they're like, hi, Brooke, the usual. You know, and exactly. That's at three different Starbuckses. So, but it used to be like, I was having a little bit of trouble, especially at the beginning of COVID because, you know, we couldn't go anywhere. So when you're automatically told you can't do anything, you want to go do something. So Starbucks drive-thru was still open. And so I would get up, I would come downstairs, put my shoes on, and I would drive to Starbucks to get my chai latte, my venti chai latte, no water, no foam, no room. And then I would drive home and I would start my day. And it was just like I was going to the office.
Totally.
Except for my drive was 5 minutes instead of 40 minutes.
Absolutely.
Right?
You're kind of like, you're just tricking yourself to have it feel a bit more normal.
Exactly. And, you know, making sure that you have a dedicated workspace is a thing too. You know, don't work at your kitchen table if you can help it. Right. And I am going to like wholeheartedly apologize to all you moms and dads out there that are taking care of kids at the same time. I don't envy you. And I have no idea what you are going through. I have a few clients that have kids and it's tough. It's tough getting through those meetings. They're doing an amazing job. And if you can outsource, if you have the money to outsource, do it. We are happy to help you. I'm happy to turn you, you know, get you where you need to be able to outsource so that you can have more time with your kids. Make sure that you are the teacher as well as the business owner. And I am sorry for all of that. I do not have kids. So the worst I have is cats crawling over my desk and laying on my computer when they want attention. You know, so I don't presume to know what you're going through, but if you need help, just ask.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So Brooke, as a last question and thought, how do you keep your drive and your motivation up, especially what I feel like is going to look like a few long months ahead?
Yeah, my staff is always my drive. You know, I have to pay them. Therefore, we have to work. You know, they're looking to me to not lay them off. They're looking to me to make sure that we still are have the same clientele that needs us, right? And it's really just comes down to that. we talked a little bit about self-care, and I am all about time structuring or time scheduling and time blocking. If my body isn't feeling it, which it happens, you know, there's a random Wednesday where I'm just like, I wake up and I'm like, eh, I'm like, I'll work Saturday, you know, don't do that every day because tomorrow never comes. Right. So, if I need to take the day off, I take the day off, and that makes me better the next day. I spend time with my staff. We're friends. You know, we do things together outside of work. And my boyfriend is amazing. And he has been here throughout COVID as well. And it's great to have somebody to be able to say, I'm done with work. What are we going to do besides work? Right?
Yes.
And I have several clients in the self-care space. And so they absolutely never hesitate to take the opportunity to say, come meditate with me or do this exercise, or let me get you a tarot card reading. You know, like there are so many things that are in our sphere that I love talking to our clients, and I love being able to see what they're doing and how they're doing. And, you know, we trade stuff back and forth all the time. And really, it's just making sure that you are looking forward and you're doing everything that you can do for you and yours every single day so that we can get through this. And I will tell you right now that I am banking vacation time because I am ready when the borders open back up. I hear Sicily is going to be offering some crazy deals. So Italy, here I come. And who knows who else is going to be doing stuff. I mean, I want to do a transatlantic cruise going from Miami over into Europe. And that transatlantic cruise is for 2022 looks like it's gone down about 3K.
Wow.
So score. I'm going to be ready to do that when these borders open back up and the cruise ships start going, because I am going to bank that time this year.
Yes, absolutely. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We're all going to be itching. And yes, we're with you. I feel like that's the perfect place to end our convo. Brooke, thank you so much. You are a wealth of freaking knowledge.
I appreciate it.
So guys, I want to share with the audience, Brooke has been kind enough to offer a free 22-minute discovery call. So Brooke, really quickly before you go, what can people expect from a call like this with you?
Sure. It's actually really quite simple. This is kind of like my coffee date, right? So we're going to get together on Zoom for coffee, and you and I are going to talk about your business and what challenges you're facing, what, you know, even if it's just the small thing that you're looking for right now, I will give you some implementable tips in that 22 minutes. You will be able to go them and do them immediately. Now, if you say, hey, Brooke, I want more of this, then I will say, amazing. Let's schedule a longer call and see how we can get you from where you're at to where you want to go. And then we just jump into that. So you have the choice, because this coffee date is just like a date that you would go on looking for a significant other, right? Because we want to be your significant other. We want to be there and be in business with you. So you ask us anything that you want to, and we will answer, and we will be able to see if it's a good fit. Why 22 minutes? Because that we can get more done in 22 minutes than we can in 15, but I'm not going to take up a full half hour of your time because your time is precious. If you decide we want to go forward from there, then we'll talk about what that looks like specifically for you.
Awesome. I love how efficient you are. Guys, you got to take advantage of this offer. To schedule a call with Brooke, all you need to do is click the link in the episode show notes, or just go on our Instagram at The Big Move Podcast to find out how to book. I'm going to be posting this all week long. So take advantage. And last thing, Brooke, where can everybody follow you, find My Clone Solutions, etc.?
So we've been rocking and rolling our SEO. So if you go into any browser and you search for Brooke Borup, which is me, of course, or My Clone Solution, you're going to see a whole bunch of different things pop up. We have our own show on YouTube called Google My Business Problems, which is a little SEO hack that I use for our clients and partners. And I'm on Instagram under My Clone Solution BB. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. You find us on your preferred platform and reach out. Let me know. So send me a DM in Facebook, Instagram, or a private message in LinkedIn. Let me know that you heard me here and that you want to have that chat, and I will send you over the link. Or like Em said, you can get it from the show notes or her Instagram as well. So I'm excited to get to talk to you and be able to see how much change that you can make in your business with just a few quick things, free of charge.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Brooke, for coming on.
Thanks, Em, for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please share with a friend, tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast. We love to hear your feedback, and we will catch you all on the next episode.